This is Joanna Schrader reporting, and I am here with Dean Taylor, who is the new president of the Iowa Corn Growers Association. Dean, how are you?
Doing great. It's a great day to be here. The sun's shining, and it's going to be a fabulous game day.
It is. We are at a game day. Behind us, I think you can hear the University of Iowa band practicing. But we're here with thousands of corn farmers who are, you know, we're not only here to watch the game, but we're here to talk about the importance of corn farmers here in our country. So the crop report just came out. We're going to have a record crop. So what does that mean, not only for farmers, but for consumers?
Well, we're going to have lots of corn. I don't know whether it'll be a record this year, but it's going to. What we're looking at this point looks very similar to what we had last year in total bushels. It again shows that we can supply a lot of corn, that we got to use it for a lot of different products and a lot of different markets, just like we've been doing. The fuel, the feed, the fiber, the ethanol, all of these things are very important. Especially now that we grow so much corn, we have to remember that what we're putting into ethanol was not even ever in the market for feed or in the past, because we're just growing that much more corn.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity here today to get to meet with our fellow farmers and to showcase our products and what we do in Iowa and for Iowa, along with the top premier sports event of the state.
Well, Dean, let's talk a little bit about food and fuel. You know, you mentioned that, you know, we used to have an excess surplus of corn in this country, and that's after you accounted for the products corn went into and feed.
Right.
So how has ethanol actually, you know, not only helped the American farmer in terms of getting rid of that excess, but helped the American consumer?
Well, first of all, we've produced so much more corn in the last few years that we're basically looking at the same amount that we've used for feed, for example, and we have basically the same carryover we've always had, but we have much more bushels than that we're putting into ethanol that, again, we didn't produce in the old days, so it's not really conflicting as much as people think that it does. So it's contributing also to our fuel situation in this country, because it's homegrown instead of imported, and that adds to our bottom line. It adds a little bit to our fuel security. And the way we look at it is every little bit helps.
We're here at the game, and you know, your growers are out talking to consumers about the importance of what you do. And consumers don't realize how many products have corn. You know, they know that there's corn in our food and our fuel, but you know, can you name a product that has corn that most people don't realize?
The industrial use of corn, as we call it, is a much bigger factor than it used to be. A lot of the products we always used to think of, plastic products that are basically oil-based products, have corn in them now, like your plastic drinking glasses, some of your industrial plastics that go even on farm machinery, for example. Numerous products out there that traditionally has just been an oil-based plastic. So it's working into the market, and it's something we can do with the product we grow in this country and especially in this state in a big way.
And I think it's important to mention that when you put corn into bioplastics, the plastic becomes biodegradable, correct?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's not an oil-based product anymore, so it's biodegradable.
Great. So, you know, as a farmer here today, why is this promotion, you know, and potentially this Iowa State matchup so important to you?
Well, I think it gives a much higher profile to corn and the importance of corn and the corn products, like ethanol, like the DDGs that are a byproduct of producing ethanol. People forget about that. And a lot of people don't understand how big of a product this has come and how big it is to the state of Iowa. There's 80,000 jobs involved in ethanol alone. And in Iowa, we're putting almost 40% of our crop directly in ethanol right now. Nationally, it's more like 20%, but it's a big chunk of our economy, a very important part of our economy, and we want Iowans to realize that and focus on what we're doing and what we can do for them.
Great. One last question, Dean. You know, the game kickoff here is in about 4 hours. Who do you think is going to win?
I think one of our Iowa University teams. But as we say, every day is a corn day, and every day is a winning day for corn farmers. So we're just here to enjoy the game and enjoy Iowans enjoying the game.
Great. Well said. Thank you.